You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, it's Jim. Stay with us after today's podcast for an exclusive preview of my audiobook. Hi, I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. For this past year, I've been re-listening to and sometimes rediscovering some of my favorite sounds in my archive. And this is one of them, an evening chorus of amphibians and insects in the Pantanal, the world's largest wetland, which straddles the borders of Brazil, Bolivia, and Paraguay. To make this recording, I had to wear a full bodysuit of netting to prevent getting eaten alive by mosquitoes. Nighttime chorus in Brazil's Pantanal. A heads up that I've written a novel. It's called Sacred Mounds, and it's a work of historical fiction now available in print and audio. For more information, visit our website, pulseplanet.com. That's pulseplanet.com. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. As promised, here's an excerpt from Sacred Mounds, my first novel, a work of historical fiction and magical realism. Lewis reached the top and found a relatively clear patch of ground. His tent had a curved elliptical shape supported by aluminum poles, gently bent like ribs. It seemed somewhat in tune with the geometry of the mound. A green cocoon waiting for his larval form to enter. So he did, removing his shoes and bringing in a sleeping bag. He zipped up the screen to keep out any bugs, leaving a fly flap open for fresh air. His jacket became a pillow, and he lay on the tent floor, listening. A few crickets and a distant bird call. Lewis closed his eyes, trying to forget what a crummy sleeper he was. He'd read books on insomnia, listened to tapes, even gone to a clinic. They all more or less preached the same practice, to no avail. The prospect of another sleepless night was a self-fulfilling prophecy. Bottom line, he was afraid to let go. Whenever that sinking feeling appeared, he invariably struggled against it, refusing to go under, coming up for air, for wakefulness, for life. Tonight, sleep came in through a side door. Memories of his father yelling at him for leaving a handprint on the living room wall. A handprint with an eye that sparkled in its center and beckoned him outdoors. He ran out of the house, late for school, unable to find his locker, wandering lost through corridors, down into an escalator, into a bus station, crowds of people going purposely somewhere. He couldn't catch a bus. No ticket, no shoes, the urban landscape dissolving into what it had once been, a wilder place, an odor of something dank and moldy. Odd to actually smell anything in a dream. It's time to bail, except he could not ascend. A rumble of panic, scrabbling for air, The only way out seemed to go deeper into the dream where everything had grown darker. All scared now, Lewis walked faster, barefoot, on an earthen pathway. He could see nothing, but sensed he had entered a cavernous space, cool and damp. Holding the panic down, breathing heavily, he slowed his pace as the path sloped upward, a sliding, scraping sound close behind him, a shallow breathing, perhaps a hiss. He ran, feeling the path in the dark by some kind of dream instinct. It curved to the right, becoming steeper, until he collided into a post with cross pieces, a ladder. Lewis grabbed a rung and began to climb, splintering his finger, missing a foothold and nearly falling off. He reached the last rung, pulling himself through a narrow opening of what seemed to be an earthen roof, scrambling out, dirty, shaking with fear. Whatever had been behind him had apparently not climbed in pursuit. He felt the warmth of the sun on him, but it was dark. Dark as night. Thanks for listening. To order Sacred Mounds in print or audio, visit sacredmoundsnovel.com. That's sacredmoundsnovel.com.